Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
News right now, the Iranian terrorist caught at the border.
Yeah.
And if not for Governor Abbott, and his Department of Public Safety, who caught the terrorist, he'd be walking around.
So the interesting part to this to me is that we have an internationally known wanted terrorist
on the terror watch list
that is caught by state authorities,
yeah,
not the federal government,
not
by Border Patrol, not by anybody from Homeland Security.
And you know why that is?
Oh, yeah, I know exactly why it is.
Tell us.
Because the Homeland Security has no interest in securing the homeland.
And because,
not under the current administration.
And because the employees of the Department of Homeland Security, including our air marshals, the way they described it, the way their union described it is, we are being taken off planes. We are the last defense against another Al-Qaeda attack on a plane. And we are being used, their words, not mine, as Uber drivers for illegals at the border.
This is yet another set of circumstances that show why Mayorkas should be impeached as the director of Homeland Security immediately.
And look, this isn't subjective.
No.
Okay, this is math. We can go full math with this. Okay, because Fox News just flashed this up. Let's do this because it's so shocking. The number of people on the terror watch list caught in fiscal year 2020, whole year, 3, at the border. By 2021, as Joe Biden is getting geared up and he's opening the border, it's 15. Okay. That was more already than the previous 5 years combined. But Joe wasn't done. By fiscal year 2022, 98 people on the terror watch list were caught on our border. And it's accelerating. We are being invaded by the terror watch. The whole terror watch list is coming over the border now. The FBI's terror watch list, that's what it is. Since October 1st, 38 off the terror watch list. And look, this has been widely publicized. It's been going on. And what is the Biden administration doing? They're doubling and tripling down on it. They are fine with this. What this is the United States, let me pull this number up, but this United States of America, not only giving up completely in the war on terror, we're not even trying anymore.
No,
this is us saying, well, the war on terror was so politically incorrect. We can't discriminate against terrorists because they might vote Democrat. So we have to let them in to see what they do.
This is capitulation.
Yeah, it's capitulation. It is rolling over that. This dying. This is a civilization that, let me spell it out, does not have any longer the will to live. We do not have the will to live. We do not have the will to fight. This very thing happened in ancient Rome. Look up how that ended. It wasn't well. Now look at this. This is okay. So let's go back. So 2020, let's go back and look at this just to give you an idea of it. 2020, 3 from the terror watch list are caught at the border. 2022 under Biden, it's 98 caught at the border. We are on pace to catch at this rate 150 people on the FBI terror watch list at the border in 2023. That is the pace we are on.
I want to give some advice to Republican strategists right now. I'm a nobody, but this just seems blatantly obvious to me. This is an opportunity, both politically, but also to do something that's good for this country, for the citizens of this country. Impeach Mayorkas now. Impeach him. Get the process started. Impeach him. Have him removed, or at least make Biden spend the political capital to defend him. Either way, this is campaign commercial after campaign commercial where you will decimate not just Biden, not just the border czar, Kamala Harris, but the Democratic Party and their policies. You will decimate them. Make them spend the political capital to defend. And if you get rid of him, then that's a victory. Because and then you go to the next person that the Biden administration will nominate to be the Department of Homeland Security, and then fight that tooth and nail in the Senate. Not necessarily to not confirm, but to guide the Biden administration to get the least despicable person they can find as a Democrat to lead that. That will be a victory for the security of this country. It'll be a victory for the American people. So please, Republicans, do something. Fight for a change. Fight for this country. Fight for border security. Fight for the citizens. Fight for the voters. And go after this. This is an opportunity. And it's right now. Take advantage of it. Seize the day. Carpe diem.
Well, I mean, you only need one thing. All you need is the Department of Homeland Security's own estimate, which was leaked, by the way. They don't even say this publicly. Their own estimate that we are on pace to have to catch 150 terror watch list suspects at the border this year. We caught 3 in 2020. We are on pace to do 150 this year. The whole FBI terror watch list is now streaming over Biden's open border. This is a very easy argument to make. But remember, before the midterms, Kevin McCarthy said, no, I'm not going to impeach Mayorkas. I'm not doing that. I mean, he had to be dragged kicking and screaming to reverse that.
Look at what Democrats were able to do on ruining the Trump brand with a whole entire false narrative. You've got numbers. We've got the video. We've got the complete,
pictures.
Failed policy of this entire administration and the Department of Homeland Security. Use it and you've got a 2024 victory almost assured.
You're right, because that's what we're finding out today from the Columbia Journalism Review. Liberal publication of the journalism industry, asking how could this happen in a 4-part series written by a former New York Times reporter. How could we get it so wrong? Russiagate wasn't real. Russia influence wasn't real. Russia election meddling wasn't real. There were no Russian bots. There was no Russian anything. And look what they did to Trump.
Exactly.
So, heck, you're right. Why can't we just, I've got the graphic screenshotted for the RNC. Who do I send it to?
Yeah.
Oh, not Ronna McDaniel. That'll never happen. She's a Romney. She's a Romney. That's why.
Well,
they're not going to fight.
We're going to find out how bad Republicans, or at least people who identify as Republicans, really want to win in 2024 in the next year and a half here. We're going to find out.
This is so easy. This is child's play to win with. I mean, they are writing the script for us. This absolute disdain. And listen, here's the other thing that's leaked from the Department of Homeland Security. There's still a few patriots in the Department of Homeland Security trying to warn us all. You would know none of what Lee and I are talking about right now. If you are a liberal troll, I defy you to go find this on your media today. You won't. You know why? They lie to you. You are the most manipulated people in this country. They lie to you. They have disdain for you. They misinform you. They scare the tar out of you to get you to do what they want. They have no respect for you. But look at this. The news Judicial Watch got from a whistleblower, the internal papers last week. It was a big story on this show. Should have been everywhere else, too. Got the internal papers from the Department of Homeland Security that Al-Qaeda is planning to bring down another plane from inside this country. In other words, from one of our airports. Get on the plane, take it down. They're planning that. Again, as we let the whole terror watch list stream over the border, think about how homicidal this is, okay? You're at the Department of Homeland Security. You're at the FBI. Well, Christopher Wray jets around to his vacations on the public jet that you and I pay for. So I guess he's not worried about terrorists taking down a plane. It's not going to be his family dead, so he doesn't care. But when you have Al-Qaeda saying, we're going to take another plane down, that is the plan. We believe we can do it. And you let this happen knowing that? That is a homicidal government.
suicidal government.
And you don't even warn your fellow citizens, hey, we let half the terror watch list in. Sorry about that. Actually, be more like about somewhere between 15-20% of it that we know of. Hey, these terrorists are streaming over the border and they're going to take down some planes. You should just know that and weigh it in when you buy a plane ticket. There is a risk there now. You should know that. They weren't going to tell us. It had to be leaked. That is, you know what? Let me spell this out. That is an utter and complete disdain for human life, but most especially for American life.
Mm-hmm.
Utter and complete disdain. Total disregard. And you know what they'll do? They'll stand up there with tears in their eyes when that plane goes down. So sad. As they announce the new surveillance program to catch the next terrorist. How they're going to go a little deeper, listen to a few more conversations, maybe censor a few more things. They are so weaponized against those who want to be free in this country, Lee. They can't be bothered with our real enemies. They're letting them in the door. I mean, honestly, at this point, the National Review, the Federalist have called for the dissolution of the FBI. We need to dissolve the Department of Homeland Security, too, because you know what? They have become the Department of Homeland Insecurity. They are insecuring and unsecuring the border. We would be far better off with the building, with the lights turned out, every last person out the door, fire them down to the janitor, detonate the building so they can't reconstitute it, and then let the states do it, damn it. Because you know what? The states did it just fine. From the founding through the early 1900s, nobody knows that. Block grants went from Congress. The states did it. Let the states do it so people don't die.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So earlier in the show, we're way ahead of the mainstream media on this show. That's why you listen. We provide the value. Earlier on this show, detailed the office flipper switcheroo. You put the classified data in the office. You hand the Chinese the key to said office, as Hunter did. It was a feature of many of the Biden offices. Remember when that story broke? Why did the Chinese have a need a key to Hunter's office? Oh, that's where the classified data goes. In fact, the classified data moved from Joe Biden's mansion to his office in where again? Oh, Chinatown. That's right. How convenient. And then moved to UPenn, which had pumped more than $100 million. Some of it anonymous into the UPenn Center, where no less than the Biden regime, the Biden entourage, all helped themselves to big fat Chinese salaries, including our current Secretary of State. What does China get for that? Quite a lot, it seems. There is a mine in Minnesota. There's a mine in Minnesota where 88% of our cobalt comes from. Cobalt is a key ingredient in EVs, also in a lot of our electronics, but EVs. So you see what the Democrats are doing in California. They're going to be doing that nationally if they get enough votes, outlawing gas-powered vehicles. Going to need EVs. And the push for EVs is hot right now on the left anyway. I mean, a lot of people buying them. So what do you do? Because you owe the Chinese. And besides, they got compromise on you. How do you pay them back? You do it like this. You close the mine for 20 years. That contains 88% of our cobalt. Climate change. Who are the top five producers of cobalt in the world? What? God, it's just the same people who paid off the Bidens. What a coinkidink. Russia and China. How weird. Sure, it's just a coincidence. Joni Ernst doesn't think so, though. Senator Joni Ernst out of Iowa, let me read to you the transcript here, went on Fox Business. These people paid Joe off. Chinese and the Russians have the cobalt market cornered. So what does Joe do? He takes America's cobalt off the market. Probably bankrupting the company who's doing it. Definitely killing off the blue-collar jobs in extraction. But screw those people. They should get their own Chinese spy to pay them off, just like Swalwell did. Here's what she said from the transcript. Fox Senator Joni Ernst. Larry, it's part of a deranged climate policy pushed by the Biden administration. You would think that in order to support this huge electric vehicle push by the Biden administration, they would at least want to source it from the United States. But all of these critical minerals, we have to go to China to source them, or we have to send our own product to China for refining. Well, now we're going to have to source them from China because we shut the cobalt mine down. We have become even more dependent on the Chinese under the Biden administration. Again, it goes back to deranged climate policy that's not benefiting Americans, but instead enriching the Communist Party of China. So we shouldn't be doing this. We should focus and source our natural resources here in the good old United States and provide for American jobs. If they want to go to EVs, great, make it a consumer choice, but let's at least not utilize China and child slave labor to obtain these critical minerals. We can do it safer here. Yeah, when you take the American cobalt off the market, you allow the Chinese and the Russians to control the price, which is what they paid off Hunter and Joe for. Paul Sperry does a really good job of describing that here. Okay, here we go.
This Biden document scandal is a lot more serious, of course, than Trump and Pence, because at the same time Biden was stockpiling classified documents, his son and brother were taking millions from Chinese bagmen under investigation for bribing world leaders. So Biden's case is potentially a counter-espionage case, which is a much bigger deal than just handling or mishandling documents.
Now, listen to how they moved them. Sperry is usually months ahead of the mainstream media, if not years. That's why they had to ban him off Twitter. Adam Schiff got him banned because you can't have the truth. It doesn't work. What they would do is they moved the documents And then they move the documents to the office, and then the Chinese get the key to the office, and that's where the documents go. So very smart, very low tech compared to, say, Hillary's server.
So they're taking, what, $6 million from the Chinese. They're at a Chinese-funded think tank. I mean, the anonymous Chinese guys were put $100 million into UPenn when the thing opened up. And he's got an office. Doesn't he have an office with some guy named Dong?
Yeah, so Hunter Biden actually shut down that office right after one of his other, and that office in D.C. and Georgetown, actually, he had given the keys to this guy, Kevin Dong, and so he had access to that. But right after another Chinese partner of his, a guy named Patrick Ho, his office for CEFC was raided, we learned recently, from some law enforcement documents, was actually raided on the other side of the Potomac in Arlington, Virginia. Right after that, this is in 2017, late 2017, Hunter shuts down his office, and then Joe Biden opens his office in D.C. at the Penn Biden Center, which, of course, is where some of the classified documents were transferred to.
And where, remember, we don't know who yet, Chinese donors had keys to enter. Just like in the previous office. It's the same grift Hillary did. She just put it on the server, made sure the server was unsecured. We know at least five nations accessed that server, and then they did that. They made donations to Hillary Clinton Foundation. The Biden way of doing it's actually cleaner. It's kind of smart, which I'm surprised because these guys ain't that bright. And oh, by the way, it's not like the feds are learning about this. They knew the whole time.
But we also learned from some of these federal law enforcement documents that the whole situation was so serious in terms of the counterintelligence concerns with the Bidens and their Chinese partners that the feds actually put the Chinese partners under a FISA surveillance. And at the same time, they were monitoring the Biden's communications with those Chinese partners.
Yeah. So the FBI has tapes of the Bidens talking to the Chinese business partners. Okay. All right. Yeah. Starting to make sense now.
What is this? Sound familiar to you? It's what they did to Trump. It's the Russia collusion hoax. They just changed the bad guy from China to Russia. What does Lee tell you all the time? They accuse you of what they're doing. In fact, you can tell what they are doing even before it comes to light by what they're accusing Trump or us of. They knew they were in trouble over this. What they do? They accuse Trump of it. Knowing the whole time it was Biden who did it all. This is exactly what they accused Trump of, which the Columbia Journalism Review now admits we have a crisis in journalism because none of it ever happened. No Russia collusion, no Russia interference, no election interference, no hacking. And they put a four-piece series out going, how do we get it so wrong? Yeah, well, you missed the story, too. It was Biden who did it. You missed that. Liars.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Yeah. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Coming up, how Joe Biden is actually worth is actually worse than Alec Murdaugh. Wait, what? I'll explain. It'll all make sense. But first, free tickets. A 4-pack of tickets to 2 games on Saturday, February 4th. It's the Furman women's game. It's Furman v. Wofford doubleheader. Which is taking place at Bonds Corps Wellness Arena. So February 4th. And they'll have several women's initiatives focused on the 50th anniversary of Title IX, girls and women in sports. So that'll be exciting. And then after the women's game, the men's basketball game will tip off at 6 p.m. To win a free 4-pack of tickets to those games, call right now, 864-648-9926. That's 864-648-9926. Okay. Did you really say that, Tara? Joe Biden is worse than Alec Murdaugh? Alec Murdaugh might have killed 2 people. We don't know that Joe Biden's ever done anything like that. That we know of. There's a lot of things that Joe Biden's done that we are learning every day, though. So, you know, showers with his daughter that led to her sex addiction problem. Yeah, so who knows? So no, Joe Biden didn't kill anyone. But Joe Biden is worse than Alec Murdaugh. And that is what is so fascinating. What has enthralled the state and the nation about Alec Murdaugh for all these months? $8 million. He defrauded his law firm. He defrauded his low-income customers. He was a personal injury attorney. Stole $8 million. Laundered the money. See, this whole thing got started because remember, his son got drunk and ran the boat into the bridge. The families are suing him. So the court orders him to submit his financial statements, his financial data to the court. So that would include, you know, bank accounts and stuff like that. He'd laundered money. He freaked. And the defense is arguing he killed his wife and his son to deflect and distract from that. Because all that, I mean, basically, the court didn't know it at the time. It was just a civil suit. They were trying to pay out the families, you know, of the girl who was killed in the bridge accident. But when you've laundered money and your bank account show that money moving through, you haven't paid taxes on it, that's money laundering. And he freaked. And he did this as a distraction. His law partners caught on and everything went downhill from there. Right? Let me ask you a question. So this guy, $8 million, that's a lot of money to steal for an individual. I mean, you got to be pretty good to do that and get away with it. And he was. He was a mastermind. Did he ever generate, and this is my point, that he's small time, though, compared to the Bidens. Did he ever generate a single SAR report? That's suspicious activity report. That is an algorithm run by a Treasury Department, if you'll remember, that detects money laundering. What is money laundering in its simplest essence? It is moving money that is ill-gotten so the government can't see it so you don't have to pay taxes on it. Or it's moving money that is not ill-gotten but to hide it from the government so you don't have to pay taxes on it. That's the essence of what money laundering is. And that is what this Treasury Department software is supposed to catch. It's very good. This guy, Murdaugh, whose financial fraud and travails we have been obsessed with, never even rose to the level that would generate a single suspicious activity report. Again, these are done by algorithm. There's no politics in them. How about the Biden family compared to Murdaugh's financial crimes? How about them? they generated not one, not two, not five, not seven, 150. What does this mean? Alec Murdaugh is a bad guy. He stole $8 million. He laundered the money. He never generated a single SAR report. Not one. He was small time compared to Joe Biden, is my point. Let's go back and remember what to Biden's the sheer scale of the criminality. This is James Comer, who's been investigating him for a couple of years.
What does it tell you about the Biden family business that not one, not two, not six suspicious activity flags were caught by Treasury, but over 150, Congressman?
Well, I came from a banking background. My family's involved in banking, and I can tell you this. It's very uncommon for anyone in America to get more than one suspicious activity report. 99.9% of Americans never get a suspicious activity report. But to get 150, I'm going to go out on a limb, Jesse, and say that's more than anyone in the history of the United States. And I would be willing to make a wager of that. And this is with multiple banks. And to have 150 suspicious activity reports proves what we've been saying all along. Hunter Biden is a national security risk.
All right. Yet another record set by Joe Biden. Thank you so much, Congressman. Stay on yelling. She needs to release these flags.
Well, yeah, and I just find it fascinating that Murdaugh didn't even rise to the level of one of these reports. It just shows you financial crimes of Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, in context here. But the reason that this goes on is because our entire federal government has now become weaponized. It's like a virus. It goes into cells and it turns them, it changes them, so they become, you know, they turn against your body. The Democrat Party has weaponized every single office of the federal government. So you've got the Treasury Department going, we see the crimes here. We're not turning them over to Congress, though.
But just to put this into perspective, a suspicious activity report was put into place when George Bush was president after September 11th to try to catch money laundering into terrorist cells in the United States. A suspicious activity report is a very serious banking violation. Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's brother, Jim, have had over 150.
So it was meant to catch money laundering in large amounts, not just into terrorist cells, but into drug cartels. The assumption behind the algorithm is if you are hiding large sums of money, you are probably a criminal or terrorist operation. Murdaugh didn't generate one. And yet look at the attention his financial crimes have gotten. Joe Biden's family, 150, while selling his influence.
When Bush was president and through Obama, Clinton, Bush, any member of Congress could request from Treasury a list of suspicious activity reports in their congressional districts and in their states. When Joe Biden became president, and this is before it became public knowledge that Hunter had these suspicious activity reports, he, in the dark of night, changed it to where Congress could no longer access that from Treasury. Now we have formally requested the suspicious activity reports on Hunter Biden, and the Democrats will not allow us to have it unless the White House will not allow us to have it unless the Democrats sign on to the request, too.
And now our profoundly corrupt Treasury Secretary. Boy, Alec Murdaugh sure wishes he had a person like this. Our profoundly corrupt Treasury Secretary saying she can't release the reports because it goes against the interest of the executive branch. Yeah, their interest in staying out of prison. It's unbelievable. Anyway, just wanted to compare the two, just the outrage in the liberal media over Alec Murdaugh's crimes, and they should be outraged. And yet, just for comparison's sake, they are so much smaller in scope and extent than the Biden families. And yet Biden skates through his day unscathed, protected by the FBI, the Treasury, the CIA, the NSA, the 80 FBI agents who were dedicated full-time during the last election to primarily stopping any honest and true discussion of those crimes and taking down the accounts that did it, including presidential spokesperson Kayleigh McEnany and the president of the United States himself. It's shocking. It is. Breaking news right now. This is a new news story. The FBI is currently showed up this morning at Joe Biden's Rehoboth Beach, Delaware home. They are there right now. Let's jip this in, see if we can join this in progress. See if we can do that.
I'm in Wilmington, you got a home at Rehoboth Beach in Delaware. They chose not to go to either home, which he has done repeatedly over the past 2 years plus in the White House. Did you know something was there? Did you know something was up? That's something we're going to have to ask.
Or did they just decide to go there to do one final check? So Jonathan Turley is on the phone with us. Yep. Jonathan, does this surprise you at all? Oh, you're here with us. Oh, I see your face.
So this is breaking news. The FBI you, Jonathan, is at maybe you were on the phone. Biden's
okay,
beach house
so
right now.
Getting,
they are
up to
searching
speed on
the home.
All of this for us. Not a surprise to you that they would want to look at the other home of the Bidens?
No, the only surprise is the date. You know, this has been a rather lackadaisical approach to pursuing other possible locations of classified material. Keep in mind, classified material was found in early November. We're now just getting to a search of the Rehoboth residence. That doesn't really give you a sense of urgency about the possibility that the classified material could still be out there. What's also interesting is that they're going to pursue this second residence, but there has been no indication that they're going to the University of Delaware. I mean, the University of Delaware is sitting on an enormous trove of documents from the president's period as a senator. We already know that he did have some classified material that apparently he removed from the Senate that was located in one of his residences.
That's illegal.
There's been no discussion about looking at this massive amount of material. It's sort of like fishing in a swimming pool next to an ocean. I mean, the number of documents at the University of Delaware really are staggering. And what concerns us is that the Bidens essentially turned the University of Delaware into a giant lockbox to keep people from seeing his papers, including possible papers dealing mm-hmm. with the allegations of sexual harassment. But now there's serious questions about classified material, and there's no indication the FBI has gone there yet.
Okay. Professor, I'm going to read a statement from Bob Bauer, who's the lawyer for the president, the main lawyer in this particular incident. It reads like three sentences long, so if anything pops out at you, I want you to interpret it on the fly, okay? So pressure's on you, Professor. Here we go. Today, with the president's full support and cooperation, the DOJ is conducting a planned search of his home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Under DOJ standard procedures, in the interest of operational security and integrity, it sought to do this work without advance public notice, and we agreed to cooperate. The search today is a further step in a thorough and timely DOJ process. We'll continue to fully support and facilitate. We'll have further.
Okay, so we are jipping that because it is breaking news. It's joined in progress. Jip, radio lingo there. But yeah, the FBI is currently searching. This is new news. It started this morning. Currently searching the Rehoboth Beach, Delaware home. What a joke. Come on. They raided his home in mid-November. It's the 1st of February. This is what it's like to be royalty. And Jonathan Turley, as usual, makes a brilliant point. All the documents, the crimes, they're not at the beach house. I mean, maybe there's some in there. They're at the Penn Biden Center. That's where the illegal, I mean, if he had Senate documents there, he stole them. That is theft. That is felony. They're not there. Look, the thing I want, and I said this immediately, I'll lash right onto it. Who came and went from that center? We know, Chinese donors did the kind of, yeah, you mean with the intel that was there? The intel moved from the other Chinatown office? It's the second time the Bidens are sharing an office and keys with Chinese foreign nationals, not Americans who happen to be Chinese foreign nationals with connections. In the case of the first office, Patrick Ho, who Hunter Biden described as the spy chief of China, the top guy. Yeah, and just move it and give them a key and they go in and get it. It's pretty simple. FBI don't want any of that. So they don't go to the place where the crime is. Gotta love that. But whatever. Look, you know what this is? This is a publicity stunt. The FBI looks, well, as bad as the FBI is. And so they're like, aha, we'll go raid the beach house. Why don't we think of that in November? They should all be in prison in a cell next to Biden. But whatever. Vince is up next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.